the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan speaking. It's the 15th of January. It is a sunny Tuesday here in Spain. Welcome. I hope you're well. My camera seems a bit high today. Why is my camera so high? Let me just readjust the camera. Here we go. Hey, everybody. Close up there. There we go. That's a bit better. So I hope you're well. So in today's podcast episode, we are going to talk to you about below market value properties and why people are so obsessed by it. Why actually that's probably not going to help you in the long run. But just before that, a couple of things. So Facebook on a desktop. Like, how hard is Facebook to use now on the desktop? Like, I just get the feeling that they've abandoned the desktop almost entirely. It's virtually unusable. I'd like to know what you think about that. Like, when you go onto Facebook, I just tried to share the post about me going live in the group. And honestly, it takes like 5 seconds on my mobile phone to pick it up, go into it, find it, send it, share it, fine. And like a minute to do it on a desktop. I have no idea what's going on there, but the desktop app just doesn't work. It's not even an app, it's just a website. It's just beyond usable for me. But I don't know about you guys, I don't know if you struggle with it as well. But there's that. We've got the War Room. There's some tickets left for that. It's in 2 weeks in Leeds on the 26th of January. It's a Saturday. You should get your butt over for that. That'd be really awesome. We'll have lots of fun at that particular day. We'll embarrass some people, including myself. We'll answer loads of questions. We'll get you through your obstacles in your business, and we'll solve world peace. That's the general overall gist of that day. You'll love it. Come along and experience it for yourself. Okay, let's talk about below market value properties. BMV stands for below market value. And there's been an issue that's been going on for like 10, 12 years, however long I've been buying properties below market value, which I guess is actually 20 years because that's how long I've been in property. I don't think I've ever paid full price. Oh, no, I did just once for a flat that I wanted to move into, and then I stayed there 6 months. City centre living, it wasn't, you know, it was a penthouse, wasn't what it was cracked up to be. So then moved out after 6 months. So I did pay, I paid over the odds for that. Just my brain wasn't there. I always have this idea that you should pay below market value for almost everything. You know, we never really pay retail. I'm always after a deal. I'm always negotiating. I don't really care what it is. I always want a discount. I buy a pair of shoes and I'm trying to sell me some shoe polish. And I'm like, well, are you going to throw it in for free? I'll have it for free. Obviously we say no, but you know, I want to get the discounts. We try not to pay retail, but I've got one exception to that rule and it's not really helped me. So the exception to that rule is, so you can avoid making the same mistake, is I would pay full price on something that was for me that I really, really wanted. Like, so I paid full price for a Porsche 911. It's 42.5 grand. Stupid. I should have negotiated 5 grand off that car. Just why did I not do that? Just bizarre. I was money drunk. I was earning enough money to be drunk by its influence and think, whatever, it doesn't matter. Crazy. So don't do that. And then the flat that I moved into, we just paid over the odds for that. It was 250, and it's probably worth 180 on a good day right now. So we're 70 grand down on that flat. Luckily, the rest of the portfolio has gone up, so we're fine from a equity point of view. But, you know, what a mistake. Like, crazy. Such a bad purchase. But, you know, this was youthful exuberance. I'm 46 now. I did all this stuff when I was 30. So just before 30, in fact, I was 29. It was just stupid. You know, I bought a flat when I was 30 and a Porsche when I was 29. 15, 16 years ago, gosh. but we all make those mistakes, and we're going to make those mistakes, and my job is so that you don't make those mistakes as well.
But a lot of people are obsessed by below market value. And we've got the whiteboard with us today, so let's just put some numbers down. So what do I mean by below market value, just for those people who've never really heard about it? So you might have a property that's valued for £100,000. And actually, if we can get that for £70,000, it means we're saving £30,000, doesn't it? That means we're up 30 grand. You make money when you buy, not when you sell. So if you're able to negotiate a deal for 70 grand that pays, let's say, on that, you probably get right now maybe £600 a month, you get, which is a 7.2% yield. If I do that there, yeah, you can see. I'm just checking, you can see it. So £600 times 12 is 7,200. Divide it by the big amount, which is 100, it is 7.2 times 100. We'll get you the yield. So it's 0.72 times 100 is 7.2% yield. That's how you do yields. But, you know, something like that would be a nice deal, right? But actually, and I'll need the calculator for this, if you're getting that 100 grand property that pays £600 a month rent and you're getting it for £70,000, the yield is going to be a lot better, okay? So let's just work that out. So it was £7,200 a year divided by £70,000. Is 10.2. So this one here is a 10.2% yield. So it's obviously better when we compare those two numbers right here. So obviously, we want to be buying stuff below market value. Heck yeah. Why would we pay 100,000 if we can pay 70,000? And I totally get that, and I totally agree with that. But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm actually saying is that people could become so obsessed by this idea of only paying 70 grand, but they're then missing out on some other deals that might be £100,000 for the full price, okay? But you're going to earn a lot more money. So let's just make some numbers up, okay? So let's say it's 100K. You're able to spend... I was going to add some extra numbers on there, but let's just say it's 100K. And let's just say it's a HMO and it's ready to go. And it rhymes, which is nice. We like it when it rhymes. So it's 100K and it's ready to go. How did that rhyme? So let's say it's got six bedrooms. Can you get six-bedroom HMOs for 100K? Yes, if you know where to look. So six bedrooms times 350. Well, actually, I'll tell you what. You probably have five bedrooms times 350 and one times 300. Because there's always a small room in one of these HMOs that you have to drop the price on. Let's just do the maths and we'll work out what the yield is and what the costs are and that kind of thing. So 5 times 350 is 1750 plus 300 is 2050. Your mortgage on this at 5% is about 350 quid, by the way. Plus you've got bills, 400 quid, that's £750. You're making £1,300. Let's just deduct 150 quid for various bits and bats. So it's a more realistic number. 1150. Bear in mind, on the previous deal, you're getting 100K property and you were making £7,200 a year. We're not even taking into account your mortgage bill. This one's making £1,150 a year profit times 100. Times 12. Oops. Does help if I know how to use a calculator. You're making £13,800. Profit on that deal. Now, you've got to find that deal, right? Do they exist? Absolutely. But people are so obsessed by going for this 100K, getting it down to 70K. Well, I need 15% discount. I need 35. I don't settle for any less than 45% discount, don't you know? Says the guy who's never done a deal in his life. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just crazy. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Would you rather make... Like, this is the choice. You can make 30 grand now. Depends what you're going to do with the deal as well, right? You can make 30 grand now. You can flip it and sell it on 3 to 6 months. Okay, nice. Needs a little bit of work doing it, probably, because there's a reason why it's not selling for the market value of 100. Possibly. It could be that they're getting repossessed next week and the house is nice, and in which case there's no work. They've just run out of time. Okay. This is like, you know, in those last second shots in basketball, they don't lose by 1 point. I saw highlights of a game. There was like 5 seconds left and there were 3 baskets made in the last 5 seconds. A basket scored at one end, they took the lead, went down, scored in the last one, they won, and then they came down the other side and were scored from a halfway shot at the other basket, and then they won. And they didn't win or lose by a basket or a point. They lost because they ran out of time. Right. It's really important to get that understanding. You might not lose your financial freedom goal because you ain't capable of doing it. You might run out of time. You might be dead before you get there, right? Or you might have started too late. It's not that you're not intelligent or you can't be successful or you can't be wealthy or whatever you determine to be successful. It's just that maybe you're running out of time or you're not focused enough putting the hours in. There is definitely a direct correlation between putting those number of hours in and being successful versus not putting those hours in. And, you know, you just got to put the hours in. It's tiring. It's hard work. We're doing it right now. It's tiring. It's hard work. But that's what you've got to do. But people are discounting these 100 grade properties that are pulling in high cash flow. You're making £13,800. You're making double almost what the rental income was on the previous one, if I've done my maths right. There's no reason why I wouldn't have, although I've done it very quickly, but it looks all right to me. So we've got to stop being obsessed by this idea that it's all below market value when actually it's not. It depends what the deal is. And then the other thing is that it depends also what's your landlord after? What's your investor after? Maybe your investor's not after below market value. Maybe your investor is just after really high yielding HMOs. In which case, your job is to go out and find every high-yield hands-on and then present it to the landlord, the investor, and try and sell that stuff. Where do you find deals like that? Rightmove. Like, Rightmove's as good a place as any. You don't need some special magic ingredient to go and find a deal that might stack. I've just seen one, actually. Not going to tell you where it is. And on that deal, you probably get 6 bedrooms. It's probably around the 100K mark. So it's got 4 bedrooms and it's got 2 reception rooms. You'll need an extra bathroom in there. You need to make sure that small room is big enough to fit with the latest HMO rules about room sizes. But, like, that's doable. It's on at 100, probably maybe 5 or 10 doing on it. So there's some extra costs on there on top of the deposit. It's not below market value. But if it pulls in just, like, £10,000 a year, you know, in 3 or 4 years, you've got your money back. You've got 100% return on investment in just 4 years. You show me another investment that'll do that. Not only that, for 30 or 40 grand, this deal will pull in £1,000 till the day you die. I'm 46. £1,000 a month till the day I die. If I die at 96, which is my plan, by the time I get to 95, by the way, that plan's changing. it'll be 106, right? But like, I can't do the maths. 50 times 12 times 1,000. I will do the maths on my phone. 50 years times 12 months times, which is 600 months, times 1,000 is £600,000. But every month for the rest of my life, I'll pull in £1,000, more or less, right? And it's £13,800, but it's, you know, knock a bit off the voids, maintenance, that kind of thing. It's £1,000 a month, give or take. Even if it's only £500 a month, is that kind of deal worth doing on a 100 grand property? £500 profit, not £500 rent. We're not talking yields, we're talking actual profit. If you wanted to work out what the return on investment on that is, and it's a, you know, 30 grand down property, it's £6,000 divided by 30,000, which is a 20% return on investment. That's not bad. That's all right. You get your money back in 5 years on that at £500 a month. So stop being obsessed by these big numbers, by these discounts. When you're dropping your leaflets and when you're going out and doing your marketing, you don't know the type of phone call that you're going to get from that person. That phone call could be, we're off to Australia, we want to rent our house, but we don't want to be landlords. You do guaranteed rent. Yeah, we do. Brilliant. We've got this property, we're going to rent it out for a while, then we want to sell it. Brilliant, let's lease option it. I'll give you guaranteed rent for the next 10 years and we'll buy it at 100 grand. Perfect. We're about to get repossessed tomorrow, we're in trouble. Great, let me come to court with you. Let's try and resolve that matter with the judge. Give us an extra 2 weeks because I think we might have a buyer for you. Let's see what we can do to help you. Then our job is to go out and find that buyer. We don't know what we're going to get off that phone call. You know, if someone is like... I've been repossessed tomorrow. How much is your house worth? 100. What do you on your mortgage? 90. Is that deal? Do you do that deal? Well, we don't know, do we? Like, we might want to do that deal. It's only 10% off, but what if the yield, what if it's a HMO with six bedrooms, it's pulling in £13,800 a year? Yeah, well, hell, we'll do that deal. We'll find a landlord to do it, or we'll buy it ourselves. So we don't know what the deal is when it comes through. So you can't determine that I'm a BMV buyer. I'm a BMV property sourcer. I only source below market value, because you don't know what that phone call is. And if you might want to do that, but you're missing out on a trick, because it could be you've got some great high yielding properties that our doctor friends who've got no time but looking for stuff to supplement their pensions later on and become investors but haven't got the time, want it fully managed, fully outsourced, you could do that for them. So stop being obsessed by this idea that it has to be below market value. It's probably kicking you in the nuts right now in terms of your success levels. And the whole world is right there for the taking. It's like this deal's out there all the time. You just got to go out and find them. All right, a good one. 15 minutes today, a bit short than normal. We normally go for about 20 minutes. But I hope that's useful for you, and we will catch up with you on the next one tomorrow. My name is Dan Latter. Have a great day. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.